This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to a new episode of Discovery with a K. I'm your host, Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And today I'm taking over again, people, because I am teaching Ilse the ways to one of, well, she knows.
I feel like I know.
One of my favorite genres. So mm-hmm. We are diving into R&B. And yeah, I just love R&B in general. I've been seeing R&B since, I don't know, Destiny Child's era, and I love it so much. It's just my kind of genre, chill, mm-hmm. Yeah, instrumentals thrown in there.
Yeah.
All very organic kind of kind of thing. So Korean R&B, after my little research, it was quite interesting. So let's just start with the fact that there is not a lot of information in English.
Yeah. Welcome to the research side of... Yeah. Anything that is not K-pop.
Yes, like K-pop, like a lot. But R&B, probably hip-hop will also have quite a lot of information because there is plenty of hip-hop fans.
Yeah, but indie, if we're talking indie or R&B, and R&B,
no.
Unless it's like an artist that crosses hip-hop R&B boundaries a lot.
Yeah.
Apart from that, you're not going to find a lot of...
Well, this was an interesting research. So let's start off with a few things. So you might, well, if you didn't, well, go listen to our intro to K-pop because a lot is explained there. And I think everything ties a lot because we also had like, they had like traditional music, very nationalistic, patriotic kind of feel. And then you have Strategy and The Voice.
Yeah.
You know. So with that, I think that that also lines up with this genre in specific, because in 1993, to be more specific.
My birth year.
Yes. This group was formed by three Korean-Americans, debuted as basically the first R&B trio in Korea. So I think that pretty much they brought a genre, a very American genre, they brought it into Korea. And also they're considered the kings of R&B, okay? So we're talking about Solid. So I think like R&B started pretty much with Solid in Korea. How they call it in the translation is Solid. So this would be like Solid in English. And it's one of the first groups. And it consists of Johan Kim. He's a soloist. We also have Jaehyun Chung and Jung Lee. Okay. So this group was formed a year before in 1992 in California, the States.
Makes total sense. I mean, why not?
Sure. Yeah, we were actually talking about it because I wouldn't expect, like, I get it, but very interesting origin. So imagine creating a group overseas and saying, like, look, they probably spotted. I think there is a new wave coming. Let's spice things up and bring a new genre, new music. Yeah. And how we mentioned in our intro to K-pop, I think the general public might have been looking for something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think they found their momentum and they brought R&B and they were very popular.
Also, I think just in general, if like a certain music type or music style is popular abroad, artists are always going to look for something to put their own spin on.
Yeah.
So here we have American R&B that they took to Korea and then gave it their own spin.
Yes, pretty much. And I just found it quite interesting because after that, after they brought like R&B into the music industry in Korea, you will see a lot of K-pop idols, as in H.O.T. and other ones, bringing B-sides. And a lot of B-sides were like a mix with hip-hop, or they were more poppy, or more like R&B. So I think it's a nice mix what we have here, but we'll go into that later, okay? Yeah. So this is the list of the first R&B kind of oriented or kind of like R&B-ish groups.
Good question. Solid. Are they still releasing music together or no?
No. However, I don't know if you have listened. Well, you probably did, actually. I think I showed you a clip of this show called Sugarman. I think it was on air a couple of years ago. I think 2018, 2017.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were bringing like popular singers or groups and they were doing covers or just a group was singing their own songs. So yeah. Some of them are not together, some of them reunited, but we will go into that later because there's a couple of them that decided to reunite after, I don't know, 10 years plus. And it makes sense because I think the genre is pretty much alive and more people is getting like into R&B in general.
Yeah.
So let's go. So the first one, as I mentioned, Solid, the kings of R&B. we go to Tehasa. So Tehasa was a bit more of a K-pop group, hip-hop, I believe. Oh, that's how I see it. Okay. However, they did R&B extremely well. So this group debuted in 1997. It was pretty much K-pop-oriented, but they had incredible R&B tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So they were considered, basically, the competition of H.O.T. back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty, pretty insane, because H.O.T. were huge, okay? So if you want to listen to that kind of style, R&B, all kind of music, go to them and listen to Time and Blue Birthday. They were R&B tracks.
Okay. Well, do you remember which agency they were under?
I'm actually not sure.
Mm.
Okay.
Interesting.
So then we go with 4MEN. So 4MEN, we have mentioned this group a couple of times in the cameo.
Mm-hmm.
So go and check that out there. And they debuted in 1998. And they debuted as a trio, an R&B trio. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're pretty much ballad / R&B sometimes.
Yeah.
However, that was made of like incredible vocalists. And I think that was the main concept from the very beginning. So the group started with 4 members. We had Yoo Min-soo, Chung Se-young, Han Hyung-hee, and Lee Jung-hoo. So the group is currently in its fourth generation.
Yeah.
But I am a fan of the first generation. So you have to listen to Baby Baby and Return, because beautiful, very early 2000s, late 90s R&B. Like, it reminded me a lot to the Boyz II Men vibe. You know, Boyz II Men, R&B, pretty much that vibe, soulful vocals.
You know, I was just thinking, it kind of makes sense that R&B ballads have such a huge public in Korea.
Yeah.
Because ballads themselves have such a big public in Korea.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like a natural transition.
And it's also what they do, the R&B, they also mix a lot the genres. For instance, Solid, they also did a bit of pop and a bit of hip hop. Also, if you want to listen to something by Solid, go and listen to At the End of the Night, stunning song. Then you have Soulmate. That one is a bit more K-pop-ish oriented. It just has that K-pop vibe, like early K-pop vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have My Only Friend. Now, after 4MEN, debut 1998, we have Brown Eyed Soul.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go into the early 2000s, okay?
Yeah.
This is a ballad R&B group. And it's a 4-member group, including An Jung-jop, Jung Na-ul, Go Jun-jun, and Sung-hoon. So they're still active.
Yeah.
Okay. And their last release was in 2019. Okay. They are really good.
I think they have quite a couple of OSTs as well.
They do. They do. Mm. Actually, a lot of these groups have like a lot of OSTs.
Makes sense.
It does, because they have the vocals for that.
They have the vocals for it. R&B ballads are perfect for K-dramas. Yes. Because usually it's quite, you know, dramatic and
soft.
They need something
instrumental,
impactful.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So yeah, makes sense.
So then we have Brown Eyed Soul, 2003, Ballads R&B. So if you want to listen to something by then, listen to My Everything, Candy. Candy is a bit of an R&B hip hop fusion.
Interesting.
Very good. Also, the whoever was rapping, really good. Mm-hmm. And then we have You Are So Beautiful. Okay. Now we go to RA.D or RAD-D.
Rad. No?
It's got a dot, so RAD-D. You know? We don't know. Anyway.
I've always pronounced that as rad.
I would, but it's got like a dot, so you need like a small pause, you know? RAD-D. I mean, you have a pause.
Yeah, like that. Oh my god.
Well, there's a pause there. Respect your pauses. Okay.
Regardless, yes.
Okay, so he is a well-known producer.
Mm.
Okay. So he has produced from Brown Eyed Girls Gang. He has also produced for Dynamic Duo, 2PM. There's a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
So from him, listen to I'm In Love, Goodbye, and Drive Away.
He's still active, right?
I think he is still active, but he mostly releases, he's more of a producer, I believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now we go with Big Mama. Also, we're speaking about Big Mama, the cameo. I think we have a time capsule with them, because these women are incredible, okay?
They recently came back, right?
I think two of them are back together.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is a female vocal group, which is interesting because I don't know if you mentioned, probably there were a few, but they were probably very small. This is the information I could gather you know, trying to scratch information off the internet that was in English.
Yep.
And then, yeah, this is a female vocal group, very popular. They consisted of Lee Junhyung, Lee Ji-jung, Yoo Young, Shin Yeon-ha, and Park Min-hee. They disbanded in 2012.
Okay.
But in June 2021, just a couple of months ago, they announced a reunion to release new music. So that might have been the comeback you saw.
Nice, nice, nice.
So from them, listen to Breakaway. I think that's the single you featured in your time in the
Actually,
time
yeah.
capsule.
Yeah. They're back all four.
Are they back? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Four of them. Okay, I wasn't quite sure.
Mm-mm. All four. They had an ODG appearance.
Okay.
Which was very cute. And I think they also went to Yuhyo's sketchbook, but I'm not 100% sure about that one. But yeah, all four of them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So for them, Breakaway, as I mentioned, and Deeper Than Blue. So this is worth mentioning. With R&B, you have a lot of K-pop acts that do R&B flawlessly. So from then, I just wanted to mention Mamamoo. I think Mamamoo started as a more R&B group, and then they went into more pop.
More retro R&B-ish. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then they went more into pop, kind of commercial music, but it's their music is incredible, and they do R&B extremely well.
Mm-hmm. Agreed, agreed.
No, they have NCT 127, one of my personal favorites. NCT 127 has the vocals to do R&B, and a lot of their B-sides are R&B-ish, so go and listen to them. Red Velvet, you mentioned the Velvet side mostly. They have a couple of gems that are like more R&B fusion. Mm-hmm. And then Only One Off.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a couple more. I think like most K-pop acts will want.
A lot of K-pop groups have more R&B sides. However, lately I feel like it's more EDM synth than R&B. I think if you want like a proper R&B B-side look, like maybe 3 years back. To the releases.
Okay, well, the most recent release by NCT 127 specifically, they had a really good, a couple of pieces that were really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go to well-known names in the R&B industry. Like, right now. They're, like, big, and if you don't know them, just, like, they're quite well-known in general, okay? So we have Scienti. We have an R&B gem about Scienti, and he...
It's impossible not to name R&B and not mention... Yeah. Scienti
is very popular, and he's also incredible. Okay, we have Crush. We all know Crush.
Love him.
Yes, Crush is a boy can do anything. Also, boys everywhere.
From Midnight to Sunrise, that album is just. If you want smooth, soft, beautiful R&B, listen to that one.
I think he made this album that in every single feature. I think it was her.
Yes, her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That album was incredible. Yeah, the features were amazing. And it's just, that album was actually R&B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we have Dean. We all know Dean. Dean, we're
waiting for the comeback.
Yes, we're waiting for that release, boy. We all know Dean. Dean is a really good and also very popular R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
We have Babylon, a personal favorite, also quite popular. Mm-hmm. We have Off On Off. We have spoken about them.
Yes, yeah.
Right. So Off On Off, it's this R&B duo. Mm-hmm. Now you might know, you probably know Cold. He's part of that duo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Heize. Again, another
Love
one. Yeah, one of her favorite. Heize, she is. Her music is just amazing. Like from the very beginning, from her debut, I think her music is awesome. Yeah. Then we have Hoodie because she is really good. Then we go on to G-Soul. I think we have written about all of these ones already.
They're
pretty
100%.
Much all of R&B gems because they're our personal favorites. Then we have Ihai. She was doing more pop and then she went more into R&B because her vocals are perfect for R&B and ballads.
She's featured on one of Gray songs of his latest album, Greyground. It's very fun. Go listen to that song. It's really great.
Great. Then we have Paul Kim. One of Ilse's favorites.
If you need like a proper R&B ballad or just a ballad in general, go check out Paul Kim for real.
Yeah. Then we have one of my favorites, Oven, because Oven, I really love his vocals. Also, he's kind of wholesome. I just find it kind of wholesome, you know? Then we have Primary.
Love.
Yes.
So good.
Then we have Sam Kim.
Obsessed.
I'm obsessed with his latest release, like the OST for Nevertheless. I might have that on repeat, and it's on my on repeat list on Spotify, number one. That's how obsessed I am.
His album Sun and Moon, still one of my top 10 albums.
Yeah, that's impressive. Okay, then we have Davida.
Love.
Yeah, she's a bit of more like a younger generation, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she's done such a good job with her music that she's become quite popular.
Mm. She also has a couple of really nice collabs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's also on Gray's latest album. She? Yeah.
Are we surprised? Anyway, then we go into Bibi. Yes, Bibi's her like kind of indie, but she's done like her music videos as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're being all like they are changing quite a bit, and I think it's very interesting what she's doing with her music.
Mm. You know? She's signed with Tiger JK and Yunmire under Feel Good Music.
Yeah,
and she's been doing really good for herself. I see her in like the writing credits a lot lately.
Yes, actually.
And like even for groups like Red Velvet, she's writing credits that I'm like,
wow,
get that coin, sis, you know?
Yes. Yeah, but she's been doing quite well. I was quite surprised because I found out about Bibi a couple of years ago, maybe like 2020.
I think Casino was the one that blew her up, but she had a song called Nabi.
Yeah.
Nabi?
Don't remember.
It was Soap. Soap something.
Uh-huh.
That was such a fun song.
But after her latest release, I think she had like a big growth. You know, after her latest release with Feel Good Music, she even went into the Jessie show.
Oh, right. Yes.
Also her feature, she has a feature with the idols Suyeong and this rapper girl that I love her, but I don't remember her name right now.
Jiyoung.
Yes. That trio loved a bit. Okay, now we go into a personal favorite of mine, Dawn.
Sad.
If you're looking for something for a cry, or maybe just something that will make you wonder about life, destiny, and you know, general stuff, very deep talk, just listen to his music. Mm. I feel that his music is amazing to bring up emotions.
Mm. His last album really was well put together.
I literally cried listening to that album.
I'm a bit scared with how he's going to follow that up.
Yes. I am.
Because it's hard
to follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's probably going to have to release something a bit more happy, because otherwise he's just working himself into this like really sad R&B.
But the thing is that he started with that mood. It's like, the thing is that his first single was Fairy, I believe. And Fairy was kind of hopeful. Not entirely sad, not entirely happy. So I think that he can do whatever he wants with music, of course.
Of course.
But I think that genre, like, feels sad, but not really. BFF feels sad. It suits him so well.
I think what would be very smart to do is have a collab with, like, a bigger hip-hop artist.
Okay.
And make it a bit happier.
Okay.
Something like party anthem, somewhat, to kind of expand his
kind of like local style,
either local or I was thinking like PH1.
Yeah, I suppose that would be an interesting mix, but so far I love Dawn's discography from the very beginning to now. It's just fantastic. People, it's amazing.
Emotions.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. He's one of my top 10 singers that I listen to. So then we go into Sorry, because just watch her music videos. They're stunning.
I can't remember the name of the company, but she's together with this like TV movie production house.
Yeah.
She has a whole storyline and novel on the websites to like explain her universe. It's so
And the thing good. Is that it's not something you see normally with like R&B artists. Mm. It's more like K-pop does that, it's very nice, but it's so well put together. It's like outer space, you know, a different civilization, probably aliens, we don't know, but it's, the visuals are stunning.
She's doing really well because she collabed with TXT on their latest album.
Yeah.
And then, who was it? A rapper. She was like in the clouds or something. She was on a cloud bed.
Oh, yes. I don't remember, but I know what you're talking about.
But it was very cute. I like that.
Okay. So yeah. Sorry, she is actually, I think the first time I listened to Sorry's was with her collab with Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this super sad song that she released with Vincent. Incredible song.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was obsessed with that song on the stage. Don't remember the name.
Most likely.
Yeah, I was obsessed. I was absolutely obsessed. And then we have Yerin Beck.
Love.
Yeah.
Love.
We have Yerin Beck in this household because she is incredible.
Her, oh my God, her albums are so good.
Yes.
That's honest. Just listen to the whole album front to back. It's
good.
I've been so inclined to like buy her vinyl. But
where are you going to play it?
And I have no vinyl player, so it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah.
But I'm so... She has this one song called Can I Be You? It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not even like a full song, yeah. You know? It's... Ugh. If you need something that can get you under your skin, that listen to that one. It's just... Her voice is just insane.
Well, she's got pretty insane vocals.
Yeah. Also, she's a part of the band The Volunteers. And
yeah.
Is it The Volunteers?
Yes, it's The Volunteers.
Right.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Now we go into Moon.
Love.
She is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But she thought she's doing very well. I think she hasn't been in the industry for that long and she's doing so well.
I think it was like 2018, 2019.
Yeah, just a couple of, like, a few years anyways. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing really well.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in Superband now as well in the new season.
Go and check. And please, someone add subs to Superband season 2.
I'm suffering. Okay.
If you're listening, please do that because we love the show. And in fairness, I'm trying to learn the language because it will make our lives and research so much easier.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to take a couple of years on my pace because I am doing life. I'm doing life.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Life is doing me.
Probably.
Y'all.
That too. So now we're going to go on to artists that deserve more hype.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about this today. We think these artists are popular because they're popular in our world.
Yeah.
But
then you see
the
monthly listeners.
And we were like, not quite. So all of these artists that we're going to mention has probably less than 200,000 listens in Spotify, which is pretty insane when some artists in Spotify have billions.
Monthly.
It's still quite low. You have artists that have like billions of Spotify streams.
Look, don't hurt me like that.
Anyway, let's just start this. And these are like R&B gems, so take your pen, write it down.
Just go to thekmail.com. Half of these people we've written about. So
probably because we're obsessed. So let's go to Red Museum. So Red Museum, kinda new. I think he is kinda new.
Mm.
He deserves more hype. That's it. Boy is, I think he's
2017-ish.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Not that new. But anyway, his music underappreciated. And
oh, that for sure.
Extremely
for sure.
Good. So we have, just listen to Wet Umbrella if you want to.
Mm.
It's, I think it's the most popular song he's got. Also, we feature it in the cameo.
His most recent one as well.
Yeah. Just listen to that song. It's... The music video is stunning.
Mm.
The song is stunning. The full package, people.
I'm just remembering someone who commented under the article.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a bit of a discourse
discussion
about
what
kind of themes were in the music video. And like if it was taken from like the movie The English Patient. I thought it was more biblical.
His videos are very interesting. Also, he directed that music video. So it's worth checking out. Like Red Museum. Extremely good. Also, he has his most recent release a couple of weeks ago, and he has like this little collab with the guy that I thought they were in the same agency or whatever. What's his name? Woonstain.
Oh!
He has this little collab with Woonstain. Yeah. For some reason, I thought they were like in a crew, something.
Red Museum is under the label You Will Know, right?
I think
together
so.
Together with Dean.
Yeah.
And Mokyo used to be under it as well, but he signed with a different company.
I'm not quite sure what Mokyo's doing right now, because he's like with a couple of labels in the last 2 years.
No, I think they released Breath together.
Okay.
Like all three of them. And then Mokyo resigned with a different agency.
I know that Mokyo was with Higher Music or AOMG, them two. Higher.
I think.
Then he left for You Will Know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, I don't know what happened, but that happened in like the last 2 years, so I'm not quite sure what's happening.
Yeah, well...
Anyway,
speculation.
Let's continue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We go from Autohuman, one of my personal favorites, and they have less than 10,000 listeners monthly. It's so
welcome to my indie world,
from,
darling. Like,
from All to Human, it's such a good, good R&B band, okay? Mm. So we have, like, just listen to Don't Be Disappointed, and you're gonna be just induced to this.
You will not be disappointed.
Wonderful.
Get it?
Oh, God. You and your very old style jokes. They're so...
Look. I'm just old.
That okay, is a sense of humor. I have to listen to this every day.
I'm not gonna apologize.
Let's go into Jimmy Brown.
And he releases so much music.
And boy, he's still not as popular as he deserves.
That's sad.
I know.
But he's very good.
Yeah. Also, boy works so much.
Yeah.
It's like every second week, I think, or every third week, he's gonna release a melon.
Yeah.
And they're all quite good.
Yeah, I know.
So for him, just listen to Let Me Know.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful single. Let's go to Soul.
Love.
Yeah, so listen to Happiness by her.
She's so good.
Yeah, we go to Cedo.
Love. So obsessed with his music.
Yeah, so listen to Paradigm. I think he released a single with Moonbyul's Mama Moonbyul.
Yes, yes.
Not like, long ago. I think last week or the week before.
Yes, something like that.
Okay, let's go now into Chancellor.
Love. Okay, I need to stop saying I love people, but love.
We love.
A lot.
A lot of artists.
I'm very open and easy with my love.
Yeah.
But Chancellor.
No, I'm not. But these people have like, so the music is so good. So if we Chancellor listen to Behind You, one of my favorite song by him. It's so, so good.
Mm.
We go for Ocean from the Blue.
Love.
She loves a lot of singers.
Ocean from the Blue is so good.
Yes. So listen to Heaven by them. Then we're going to Siki. We have a full R&B jam to Siki.
He's very good.
Yes. So listen to Between. Let's go to a favorite, one of our favorite ones that he... Boy is incredibly talented. His music videos have a very interesting aesthetic, but I want to see more numbers in Spotify streams. Okay. So he, John Ofori.
Love.
He's really good.
He's so... His voice.
Yes.
Butter. Smooth like butter. Yeah.
Oh my God. He's got a very deep, soulful voice.
Ugh, love just, it. I want to go out for coffee with that voice. You know?
I'm just... sure. Now let's go into Rehab. And listen to No Lie. And last, we have Say. And with Say, I felt that Say was more popular. For some reason, I was like...
Well, the thing is, she had this single called Zuga Zuga.
Yeah.
Which has like more than a million views at this
point.
That one was super popular and kind of brought her a bit more into the mainstream, I think. She has a collab with Crush as well that was super hot. Just super sexy. And just... She's doing quite well, I think.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, she's over the 200,000, I believe.
Mm.
Or a bit over. I'm not quite sure. But I need more numbers in that Spotify profile.
Oh, her collab with Chai.
Mm-hmm.
If you need, like, powerful women, go listen to that collab with Chai.
Yes.
It's, ugh.
Anyway, from side, listen to I'm Okay.
Mm.
And we could go on with this list because we love a lot of artists. But yeah, let's just
leave it at this because I'm just gonna say I love them and then throw some like random songs out there.
Yes. No, like R&B is a genre we both love.
Mm.
Love, love, love.
It's sometimes it's just such a smooth, easy listen.
Yes.
And it's if you're in a particular mood, listen to R&B. If you need something soft for in the background while you're doing other stuff, R&B is perfect for that.
It's like I have a few moods for R&B. Early mornings, because it helps me wake up.
Like, you're struggling with your cup of coffee. It's like, do I even want to live anymore? Yes.
Rainy days, which is quite a lot where we live.
Yay, Ireland. You know?
R&B, perfect. Oh. Perfect. Like, with like a cup of coffee, you know?
Or a glass of wine.
Yes. R&B. And then whenever you're tired after a long day of work, glass of wine and R&B. So it fits so well. So many
exactly. It's like all my three moods.
So So yeah, guys, that was it for this episode of Discovering with a K. Remember to go to our socials and go and check R&B Jam. We have featured a lot of these artists there.
Yeah.
Because we love them. We really like their music. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a few reviews from some of their albums as well. And yeah, just make sure to follow us in the K-Meal in all the socials. Check our TikTok. We post quite a bit there and we post a lot of R&B indie singers there. And we'll see you next time with a new episode of Discovery with a K. Bye-bye.